This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I am back. And so let me lead off hour number two with the word that is out there. And the word that is out there is that Gavin Newsom has been missing since October 27th. The governor of California, who is a glory hound, who is a egomaniac, who has never shied away from a camera in his life, has disappeared. No one has seen him since he got his booster shot from Moderna on October 27th, and I sent out a post over the weekend on my social media sites, and I said, was the governor injured by his booster shot? Was the governor injured? Was it a vaccine injury? Why have we not seen him in almost 2 weeks? It's unheard of that the governor of California goes missing, let alone not in front of cameras 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And now this is out. Governor Newsom injured by Moderna booster shot, a source tells The Defender. He experienced an adverse reaction to the Moderna COVID vaccine. The source, who asked not to be identified, and I got to laugh, because normally you'd say, oh, well, you know, this doesn't mean anything, right? Anybody could say anything. Is this what they did to Donald Trump for four freaking years? Anonymous sources claim, anonymous sources say, anonymous sources report, anonymous sources warn, and it was always counted as true by the mainstream media, no matter how absurd and negative it was towards Trump from an illusionary person, an anonymous person, you know, who it probably hates Trump and is putting out a total lie. But in this case, I don't think it's a lie, because the guy's been missing in action since October 27th. And they give a very specific answer. He's not just injured from a vaccine, but he's got symptoms that are in the family of Guillain-Barré. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Maybe it's Guillain-Barré. I think it's Barré syndrome, GBS, which is a known side effect of vaccines. It's a neurological disorder in which the body's immune system mistakenly attacks part of its peripheral nervous system. It can range from a mild case with brief weakness to paralysis to leaving a person unable to breathe independently. The governor has not been seen in public since he was photographed on October 27th getting his COVID booster. On October 29th, Newsom's office issued a statement referring to unspecified family obligations as the reason he canceled all his scheduled appearances, including the Global Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, Scotland. I'm sure he was supposed to go there and be a big speaker and have all the women go, oh, he's so handsome. And he probably would have gotten, you know, affairs with 52 women while he was there, just like the Kennedys. But that's not happening now. Kind of hard to have an affair if half your face is paralyzed. You know, look, I don't wish bad things on anyone, liberal or not. I really don't. I wish only the best to Governor Newsom. But it would be absolutely disgusting if the same guy that's the world's biggest cheerleader for giving vaccines to everyone and forcing it down your throat to everyone in California, including little kids, was just vaccine injured himself. It would be very, very interesting. The defender reached out to Newsom's office today by phone and email. The office did not respond. According to Fox News, Newsom's wife on Sunday tweeted, then deleted a message urging people to stop hating while her husband. But here is the story. Okay, this is what Joseph Kennedy had to say. Or maybe, hold on a second. I'm sorry, Bobby Kennedy. Right, Bobby, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said, if it's true the governor has suffered debilitating neurological injuries following vaccination, it raises grave ethical questions about his seemingly dishonest efforts to conceal his injuries while implementing aggressive policies to force the children and working people of California to endure similar risks. Because at this very moment, California is launching a robust vaccination program for 5 to 11-year-olds. You know how disgusting that is? Setting up 4,000 vaccine sites throughout the state. Wow. And this is nothing new. The latest data from the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System show that between December and October, there were 705 reports of this GBS, you know, Guillain-Barre, if that's how you pronounce it, following vaccines. 41% of the cases attributed to Pfizer, 31% to Moderna, 28% to Johnson & Johnson. In April, the defender reported on a teen who was diagnosed with GBS after his first dose of the COVID vaccine. Last week, the defender reported on a 63-year-old cancer survivor diagnosed with GBS after her second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. So, look, this is nothing new, folks. Since 1992... the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program has paid out $500 million, $500 million, to victims of post-vaccination GBS. Guillain-Barre syndrome, GBS, a known side effect of vaccines. And just when you thought that was pretty horrible for dear, handsome Gavin Newsom, maybe half his face is hanging to the ground right now, Florian DeGurney, the world's top static free diver, has been diagnosed with heart inflammation after taking the Pfizer vaccine, and it may end his career. He's the world's best static free diving diver. He's now got myocarditis, and he noticed his heart rate was way higher than normal, and his breath hold capacities went down significantly after he took the vaccine. 10 days later, he went to see a cardiologist, was told it was a common side effect of the Pfizer vaccine. It will just pass. 40 days passed, no progress. Went to see another cardiologist. Got diagnosed with myocarditis and trivial mitral regurgitation. Florian then shared his testimony on his Instagram page. Just want to share my annoying experience after vaccination and perhaps have some testimonials from similar stories. Did you get better after my second dose? I noticed my heart rate way higher than normal. My breath hold capacities way down significantly. During the day, I'm now always over 100 BPM instead of 65 BPM. Even when I sit down and relax. Once I even reached 177 BPM. That's a beat per minute. While having dinner with friends. I'm now struggling to reach 8-minute breath hold. Even have a strong urge to breathe doing 40-millimeter dives. 30% decrease in my diving performance. My first thought and recommendation to free divers around the world, choose a vaccine that is done the old-fashioned way instead of the new mRNA vaccines. I would say the Governor Newsom one is a much more important story for all of us. I don't know about you, but, you know, I'm never going to have a career as a free diver. But Gavin Newsom, well, he's telling the world to get vaccinated and forcing you to get vaccinated or lose your job. Well, he's forcing your kids to get vaccinated to go to school. The question is, how sick is he? And I don't mean mentally ill. I mean, how sick is he? What are the side effects from getting the vaccine? Why has he not been seen for 2 weeks? Good news in the Aaron Rodgers world. And by the way, to my knowledge, he's a big liberal. He is not a conservative in any way, shape, or form. I think he hates Trump, has Trump derangement syndrome. I've never heard a single conservative utterance from his mouth. Actually, everything I've ever heard from him sounds liberal. But he's against the vaccines, obviously, and he did everything he could to avoid getting a vaccine. And supposedly he tested positive for COVID. We all know there's lots of false positives. Now he's out for over a week. And everybody was assuming State Farm would drop him as the representative spokesman in all of their ads, and they have decided to stick by Aaron Rodgers. Good for you, State Farm. Bravo. We respect his right. State Farm defies the wokesters and stands by Aaron Rodgers. He's going to continue to be their spokesman. In a statement to USA Today, a State Farm spokesman made it clear the company encourages vaccinations and backs the right to make a personal choice. We respect everyone's right to make a choice based on their personal circumstances. Some of these people are such idiots. Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio, who's pretty much the mayor of Canceltown, proudly stamped one of his tweets in response to the previa health story with the hashtag WokeMob. He gleefully mused that State Farm could be the next sponsorship domino to fall for Aaron Rodgers. He said someone at State Farm could press a button and instantly see the total losses the company's endured this year due to unvaccinated people getting sick and dying. Don't be shocked if State Farm is next. Hey, Mike Florio, you're a liberal schmuck. You always have been. I'm sure he also loves the idea of Joe Biden giving $450,000 to each illegal as a payout. But a majority of voters rejected. I'm sure that's the reason we won in Virginia and won in Long Island and won all over this country. Because it's the most heinous thing I've ever heard of. 67% of American voters disapprove of Biden's plan to pay $450,000 settlements to illegal aliens who were separated from their parents. It's good stuff, man. I'm telling you, the election results are so good in Virginia and New York and New Jersey. Everybody was mad at that $450,000 potential payout to illegal aliens. And everybody should be outraged if we find out that Gavin Newsom has an immune disease as a result of being vaccinated. It was bound to happen to a major politician. I wish every one of them well, but get your damn hands off me and my children.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates, and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko is the sponsor of this segment of the show. His new product is called Z-Stack. He is the doctor who developed the Zelenko protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pack, and zinc sulfate. It reduced hospitalization and death caused by COVID by 84%. He is a New York board-certified physician, Dr. Zelenko. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. He has developed Z-Stack, which gets you vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin all in one capsule. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using natural vitamins instead of overpowering drugs, all centered around zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients are out there. Z-Stack is GMP certified, made in the USA. And instead of memorizing someone else's website, we thought it would be easier to just send you to rootforamerica.com, my website. Easy for everyone to remember. What does Wayne Root do? I root for America. Rootforamerica.com. And click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Right at the top, you'll see Z-Stack. Click on it and go to the Z-Stack website straight from rootforamerica.com and get the best price and the best deal on Z-Stack from Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. So I mentioned in hour number one that all the polls were coming up rosy for the Republican Party and Donald Trump, and all coming up very negative for Biden and Kamala Harris. And Real Clear Politics says Republicans lead the generic ballot, easy for me to say. Republicans lead the generic ballot for the first time since 2014. Wow, 7 years ago. So what they do there is they average together all the most important political polls, almost all of whom, I believe, oversample Democrats. But nonetheless, Republicans are now up in their generic congressional vote, which is the first time since 2014. Biden is just wrecking the Democrat Party. But here's the problem, folks. He's wrecking the Democrat Party. He's destroying it. But at the same time, because he knows he's destroyed it, He's got to push everything through now. He's never going to have another chance. They're never going to have another bite at the apple. So they're ramming everything through that you could possibly ram through right now. So that horrible infrastructure bill supported by 13 Republican congressmen, what morons. You got Biden on the run. Nobody likes him. His popularity is zero. Kamala Harris is negative zero. She's worse than zero. And you'd think Republicans would stick together and there'd be no infrastructure bill. How could you be that stupid? It's not about infrastructure. My understanding is 10% of the money spent is infrastructure on an infrastructure bill. 90% is Democrat waste and bribes. So stupid. So incredibly stupid. This is what you're dealing with. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is the bench. The bench of the Democrat Party, right? I mean, they've got nobody. There's nobody on the bench. You got Kamala Harris, who everyone hates. Mayor Pete Butthead, who's so stupid. Gay or not, you're hated by everyone now. You know, hated by everyone. He's the transportation secretary in charge of the supply chain. And the guy just took off for 3 months with paid leave to hang out with his husband and his two new adopted babies. My God. So you've got Mayor Pete Butthead, Kamala Harris, who everyone hates, and AOC. That's who the Democrat bench is. Good luck to them. Good luck to them. We got Trump, and then we've got, what's the bench? Ron DeSantis. We got the gal in South Dakota, whose name escapes me for the moment. Noem, Kristi Noem. We've got Tim Scott in South Carolina. We got Nikki Haley. We got this deep bench with great, great candidates. And they've got nothing. Nothing. And we've got the people on our side. Today there was a massive turnout in Los Angeles at a March for Freedom rally to protest vaccine mandates. They all gathered in downtown Los Angeles Grand Park to take a stand against mandates. And I saw the video and I saw the photos. Thousands of people look fantastic. Fantastic. But when we get back, I've got a great guest, Joel Pollack from Breitbart, and then I've got to tell you about AOC. Because when I call her a communist, wait till you hear what she said. I mean, she really is a communist. Joe McCarthy wasn't wrong. He was just early. The country is infested with communists. The government is infested with communists. The Congress is infested with communists. Joe McCarthy was right. When you hear what AOC has to say, you'll know she is, in fact, not a socialist. She is a communist. We'll be right back. Wayne Ellerud.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airlines are expecting a huge boost in passengers starting today as the United States international travel ban comes to an end. America is reopening to visitors who are vaccinated against COVID. Delta saying they've already seen a 450% jump in bookings over the last 6 weeks. As the supply chain crisis continues, as there are backlogs of ships carrying containers of goods that are set to be shipped across the United States, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg dismisses claims that the backlogs are because no one is buying those goods.
It's not that the ports are moving less goods, that they've somehow been less able to move. They're moving more goods than ever. It's just that it's still not keeping up with the demand. National Retail Federation predicts an all-time record high this year, and that's enormous pressure. You will find the weakest links in that system.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show. Raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Coming to you from the house the Root built. The Root is... Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They've been awarded the PNG designation. Less than 1% of precious metals firms will ever have this designation, and you cannot buy your way in. You can only be voted in. It means you're the best of the best in the world. But here's the biggest advantage for you. Tangible just might have the lowest overhead of any precious metal dealer in the country, so they can afford to give you incredible deals. And so right now, Tangible is willing to sell my listeners and my fans gold at only 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price. Who does that? No one ever anywhere. Just say Root. That's it. And you get your gold at a price no one in America can or will match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet, 800-384-41. We've got our guest here from Breitbart.com, senior editor-at-large at Breitbart, Joel Pollack. He's the author of the e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. Joel Pollack, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Good to be with you, Wayne. How are you doing?
Good. Were you at the RJC this weekend, by the way, the Republican Jewish Coalition event?
Sure. Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you realize that I founded the Republican Jewish Coalition of Nevada and made it into the biggest success of any statewide RJC organization in the country and was a big shot with the whole RJC? And then in 2008, I ran for the Libertarian presidential nomination, won the VP nomination, and the people at the RJC got so angry at me, the leaders there never spoke to me again, or I'd be running the Nevada version of the RJC. It's very strange situation, very cold shoulder. I've got all kinds of problems with the people who run that organization. So it's kind of a strange, uncomfortable thing for me, but just wanted you to know the history of what went on there.
Well, it wouldn't be a Jewish organization if there weren't a few feribbles, as the Yiddish word says, for a little fight. But
the fight is that they're very establishment, and I'm not establishment.
They are very established.
I'm a Tea Party guy, and they don't like that I'm a Tea Party guy, which I find crazy because everything I believe in is what the vast majority of Trump voters believe in.
So you would have enjoyed Mark Levin's speech. He gave the keynote address. And he actually took on exactly this issue, and he said to the RJC, which, as you pointed it out, is very close to the Republican establishment, he said to them, you guys need to embrace the base. Don't try to hold them at arm's length like the establishment did with the Tea Party. Don't try to hold them at arm's length like the establishment did with the Trump supporters. This base is the key to getting what you want done. And if you want to be successful... And he knows that, you know, the RJC isn't all establishment, but they're much closer historically, as you pointed out, to the Republican establishment. So Mark Levin was saying, hey, the establishment fails, the base, the grassroots, the American people succeed. And you got to sign with those people, not with the people in Washington.
Right. Agreed. I like it. And by the way, every time I go to a Republican event in D.C., I mean, for the last 4 years, I was invited to the White House multiple times by President Trump. And every time I was there, I met Mark Levin. And Mark Levin was at all the same parties as me, Hanukkah parties and the Abraham Accords. And we were at all these things together. And he's a big fan of mine, and we were very close. We got along great, hugged each other and each time and said how great it was to see each other. So I'm a fan of Mark Levin, and he's nice to me and a fan of mine. So we are friends. It's the Republican Jewish Coalition leadership that literally said to me when I came back from running for the Libertarian presidential nomination, I built such a great organization for him here in Nevada. It was one of the most thriving groups in the entire country. It was right up there with, like, New York and Florida. And I said, listen, I want back in. And they said, nah, you're way too radical for us. We don't want you back in. I said, radical? I'm Tea Party. They said, yeah, we want nothing to do with the Tea Party. That was the Republican Jewish Coalition's response to me. So that's why we've been icy cold for all these years. So just a weird situation.
It has changed. Norm Coleman, former Senator Norm Coleman.
Yeah, I know Norm.
Chair. Yeah, he's the chair, and he was very anti-Trump, even though he was chair of the Republican Jewish Coalition, and a lot of the Republican Jewish Coalition members actually supported Trump. And he had a kind of coming around, shall we say. and now he's very supportive. And you know why he supports Trump? For the same reason that other people do, because Trump delivered.
Right.
So I think they saw the light because they saw the light and they said, hey, wait a minute, Trump is doing more than any of these establishment presidents before him. Maybe we were wrong. So, you know, if you had a run-in with him, I'd encourage you to give it a second chance. It's really a good organization. I think pound for pound, one of the more effective Jewish organizations out there.
Yeah, no, I agree. Look, they have all the biggest donors in America, not the biggest Jewish donors, the biggest donors, period, of anybody in America, and they are the money behind the Republican Party. I mean, Trump, I'm sure, values them. Their money has been so valuable to every candidate that's won on the GOP side since the year 2000. That was when I founded the Republican Jewish Coalition in Nevada, Joel, was in like 2002 or 2003. Every event was at Sheldon Adelson's hotel, and Sheldon came to most of my events personally with his wife. So I had a really successful run, and once I left, there was never ever again a Republican Jewish Coalition Nevada chapter. I was it, and they've never been able to get it going again without me. So I think it would be a big mistake for us not to get back together, but I'm not quite sure how to make it happen. Maybe you could be the peacemaker. So anyway, we're having this discussion in the middle of on the air with millions of people listening. That's always good. Let's talk about New Jersey, where, first of all, I believe our candidate for governor won, and it seems like another stolen election. In the middle of the night, they came in with like 40,000 extra votes, and I think it was Bergen County, to grab this thing when it was absolutely a Republican win. To me, it looks like another rigged election.
Well, two things to say about that. First of all, if it wasn't stolen, they are certainly trying to steal it. Look at that race where Republican truck driver
Edwin Durr,
he defeated New Jersey State Senate President Steve Sweeney. And Sweeney said over the weekend, hey, I happen to know there are 12,000 ballots that were found mysteriously, and we're not done yet. He's refusing to concede to his opponent, the Republican who beat him, because he says there are 12,000 ballots that they suddenly discovered. So that looks a little fishy, but the other story is this. You know, I don't know whether the election was stolen for governor or not. What I do know is that Republicans did not take it seriously, and there was not enough of an effort in New Jersey by the Republican Party to get behind Cittarelli and to push him over the finish line. If the Republicans had put a little bit more effort into it, I mean, not the grassroots Republicans, that's why he did so well, but I mean the party, the RNC, the donors, Fox News Channel, anybody who could do anything, if they had covered the race, if we had covered the race more at Breitbart, we did cover it, but, you know, he was a long shot, and he wasn't reaching out to us. So I think all around, Republicans, conservatives have to look at each other and say, wow, we let this one get away. This was a winnable race, and it just shows you have to be competitive and fight every single time because you never know when you're going to catch lightning in a bottle.
Right. No, I agree. And it's funny because I have a great friend, Lee. I won't give his last name, but he's a great friend of President Trump. And he's like a brother to me. As a matter of fact, he's flying in from Florida to be at my wedding in 2 weeks. I'm getting married here in Las Vegas, and people are coming from all over the country, and Lee's one of them.
Oh, where's my invitation?
It was very hard whittling down the list. You have no idea. It's a pretty big wedding, and I could have had 1,000 people there because I know a lot of people all over the country. So very
tough.
It's not one
of those drive-through drive-through affairs in Vegas.
No, it's a serious one, and President Trump has already sent a beautiful letter to be read at the event, and he's a great guy, and he wrote a beautiful letter to me and my bride-to-be, Cindy, and we'll be reading that to the crowd at the event, so that was really nice of the president. But Lee is coming to the wedding, and Lee is best friends with Trump, and he begged me. He begged me for a month. He said, please write a column telling the Republican Party that they're not paying attention to New Jersey and that we can win the governorship in New Jersey. And I said, I'm usually ahead of the game on all this stuff. I said, Lee, you're dreaming. You can't win New Jersey. He said, Wayne, we could. Biden is so unpopular. I'm telling you, if they put some money into it, we'd even take New Jersey. And I never wrote the column because I thought my friend was crazy. And it turns out he was right. We could have won New Jersey. We should have won New Jersey. We should have won it without any extra money, actually. It really was, I think, ours for the taking as of election night, and they stole it. But with the extra money, a la Virginia, they wouldn't have been able to steal it. So New Jersey can be a Republican state. That's shocking.
It's amazing, and it just shows you how much the American people dislike the Biden administration, dislike the left, dislike these coronavirus lockdowns. People rose up, the moms rose up in particular. Mothers went to the polls. They're tired of these bureaucrats and the teachers' unions controlling our schools, controlling our kids' education. There are some great teachers out there, but they're not allowed to excel because the teachers' unions fight against merit pay. They fight against rewarding excellence. And the moms went to the polls and they made their voices heard.
Yes, Biden's latest poll, Suffolk and USA Today, Biden's at 38%. I mean, Joel, you get up in the morning and you're a Democrat. You're at 38% just for saying hi, good morning, right? I mean, that means nobody in America supports Biden other than his base of 38% of ignorant Democrats who are waiting for their welfare check. That's it. In the whole country, nobody else supports Biden. He doesn't have anything. And Kamala Harris at 28%, which is remarkable. That means even the Democrats don't like Kamala Harris. Amazing. Joel from Breitbart, Joel Pollack, great guy. Great to have you on. Breitbart.com. His book, Neither Free Nor Fair, the 2020 U.S. presidential election.
An amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com, because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. Can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, don't forget my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. I believe it is the answer to all of the problems going on in America today. I believe it is best exemplified by the Southwest pilots and by the American Airlines pilots. And all over the country, there are people who are protesting the vaccine mandates. And the pilots grounded the planes in protest of the vaccine mandates. This country needs Republican conservative strikes and boycotts and protests and civil disobedience. And that is what my book is all about. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, which has been number one in so many categories over the last month or so. It's been out for about 6 weeks. It is the conservative version of Rules for Radicals. It is the strategy of Dr. Martin Luther King. It is peaceful civil disobedience, no violence, but stand strong in the face of an illegitimate president of the United States. Joe Biden is not the president. Joe Biden is a liar. Joe Biden is a thief. Joe Biden is really Barack Obama. And Obama is trying to destroy this country. It's a communist takeover of the United States. This book is the answer. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book. I give you all the names of the corporations and how to contact all their CEOs to put your foot down and tell them we're not going to take this crap anymore. And it appears to be working in some cases, you know. It sure seems to be working with State Farm and Aaron Rodgers, who didn't get vaccinated. And everybody assumed State Farm would drop him as their spokesman, and they didn't. And that's a good, good move, a smart move. And I defend Aaron Rodgers, even though I think he's a big liberal. He finds defender and ex-NHL star Mike Fisher, by the way, another defender of Aaron Rodgers. It's about control over our lives. This is Carrie Underwood's husband. And I agree. How can anybody be against a person who didn't choose to get vaccinated? This is crazy. So Fisher said, I stand with Aaron Rodgers. I certainly stand with Aaron Rodgers. He says, I believe in the freedom to choose we put in our bodies and the freedom of conscience. I agree with him in that the science clearly shows the vaccinated spread COVID at basically the same rate as the unvaccinated. This is Carrie Underwood's husband. This is the country music superstar Carrie Underwood's husband. The NHL and the NFL and other leagues are ignoring the science, he says, and choosing to coerce and punish unvaccinated players with these restrictions. If they really cared about people's health, they would have daily testing for all. So he said, these 2 years have clearly shown us this is not about our health. It's about control over our lives. I won't stand for that. It's time to fight for our medical freedom. And I feel for those who have been fired for choosing medical freedom. People losing their jobs over a medical choice is un-American, unacceptable. We need to stand up before it's too late. Well, I'll tell you what. He's leaving something out, by the way, which is you have no right to ask any of us if we're vaccinated or not. It's called HIPAA. You have no right to ask anyone about any health information that they don't want to volunteer. It's as simple as that. And the fact is, a lot of us are allergic to ingredients in these mRNA vaccines, which may or may not be killing people and crippling people. And so, and there's no need for it when ivermectin is clearly available and it works. You take ivermectin and it just knocks COVID out, is what everybody tells me. And I've seen it again and again with my friends and my relatives and four people very close to me. And I'm going to have a huge ivermectin story to tell everybody in about 2 weeks. I can't tell you why I want to wait 2 weeks, but I'll tell you in 2 weeks the ivermectin story. But I'm telling you, it knocks COVID right out. Knockout. Like you're in the ring with Muhammad Ali or Ken Norton or Mike Tyson. It's just so ridiculous that Aaron Rodgers is now in trouble for being unvaccinated. But there are people starting to stand up, and that's good. That's really good. The Rittenhouse case, Kyle Rittenhouse is that kid that shot in self-defense at a BLM event, a BLM riot. All their events are really known as riots in Wisconsin. And as the riots raged in Kenosha in response to a white cop who shot a bad black guy, literally, there's nothing wrong with the police shooting criminals. There's something very wrong with policemen shooting innocent people, black or otherwise. But if the person happens to be black and they're a criminal and they're reaching for a gun or a knife, a cop has every right to shoot whoever they need to defend their life and make sure they get home at night. And this was clearly a bad, bad guy who got shot by the cops. And this guy, Kyle Rittenhouse, walks into the riot and defends himself and shoots some people and winds up getting charged. And the trial is not going good for the government right now because the Rittenhouse witness blows the case for the prosecution, admits he pointed a gun. This is the star witness for the prosecution of Kyle Rittenhouse. He admitted today, under oath, he pointed a gun and advanced first. So he pointed the gun before the teen shot his bicep off. It wasn't until you pointed your gun at him, advanced on him, that he fired, right? The defense asked Gage Grosskreutz, to which he replied, correct. Well, guess what? The Rittenhouse trial should be over. That's it. That's all you need to know. That's called self-defense. I think we got liberals on the run all over this country. But the problem is they keep fixing elections and they make us feel like we're in the minority when we are in the huge, loud majority. No longer silent majority. Loud majority. It's time to strike. It's time to fight. It's time to protest. It's time to boycott. It's time for civil disobedience. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Voice plans.